Hello, this is Adam Hannon, master of Akalani's Fellowship Lodge in Lafayette, California. And this is the Trestle Board. And this is the Trestle Board for February 2020. From the East, a message from worshipful Adam J. Hannon. 2020 is off to an incredible start, brethren. The January stated meeting commenced our new Masonic education effort with a discussion of the derivation of the word for the first degree grip. The comments I have received from the brethren have been overwhelmingly positive, which suggests to me this is definitely something the Lodge has needed. The topic for February is the point within the circle, which will be led by worshipful Michael Roberts. I anticipate that it will generate lots of insight and discussion. January also featured the kickoff of our updated proficiency process, which will help streamline our stated meetings. Several of our entered apprentice brothers convened to practice their proficiency memory work. On February 11, you are all invited to support these brethren as they deliver their proficiency in our first Lodge of Examination. Of course, a look back at January would not be complete without mentioning the great success of our annual crab feed. My deepest thanks to worshipful Strohmeyer and our junior warden Terry Kilgore for their tireless efforts to make this event a success. A great time was had by all. In our upcoming stated meeting, we will hopefully ballot on one, if not two, potential new brothers, Arturo Martinez and Roy Cripps. As a reminder of Masonic etiquette, please contact me directly if you have any thoughts or concerns about either of these two candidates prior to the stated meeting. And speaking of new brethren, please mark your calendars for Saturday, February 8 at 9 a.m. We will be initiating Cody Wilbur, son of our own Hiram Award-winning Tim Wilbur. It is always important to have a good number of brethren there to welcome a new brother into our fraternity, so please help show Cody how glad we are that he is becoming a Mason. Sadly, I must report that worshipful Kenneth Crone recently passed away. There will be a memorial service for him at the Orinda Lodge on February 8 in the late afternoon, and I encourage as many brethren to attend as possible. It is part of our duty as Masons to honor our departed, and the Masonic service is quite meaningful. The service will be led by worshipful Carrie Carlson, and I will be acting as chaplain. To the brethren who regularly attend our stated meetings, thank you. To those who may not have been to Lodge in a while, what's keeping you away? We want to see you and enjoy great fun and fellowship with you. Please consider attending this month's meeting. If you need assistance or have any questions, please reach out to me at master@akalanisfellowship.com or contact me at 925-284-7815, extension 5. I will see you in Lodge. From the South, a message from Junior Warden Terry Kilgore. Greetings from the South. Brotherly love, relief, and truth are our three principal tenets. I am pleased to say that all three, in some fashion, were exhibited at the 2020 Crab Feed. An abundance of brotherly love was shown not only by the kitchen crew, but also by the front-of-house team and attendees. Such a relief to see that a good time was had by all, as we put a great deal of effort into organizing and preparing for this event every year. Finally, the truth is that this year's event was a blast. As a part of the kitchen crew for the past few years, I will say that operations ran smoothly. The usual suspects were in attendance. I want to recognize some newcomers as key players and hope that they will continue to engage in future crab feeds. Will Swisher and Byron Scott were shining bright. Will was a machine, serving warm crab batch after batch to keep up with the high demand. Byron barely stood still as he moved from station to station. Both Will and Byron shared a special moment together as they both learned to make a roux for the clam chowder. Will later shared time with his son James as they tirelessly stirred the roux to ensure it came out smooth. We also had an applicant, Art Martinez, orchestrate an assembly line to prepare the garlic bread and assist with the steaks. Such a fun event that it makes me want more of these functions for our lodge. Nothing brings people together quite like food does. To prepare quality food, we need a proper kitchen. Plans are in the works to make some adjustments to our facility, and I look forward to seeing what can be pulled together. Stay tuned for upcoming events where more fun is sure to be had. Terry Kilgore, Junior Warden. Philanthropic Masonry and Amazon. A message from our senior steward, Fraser Marshall. How many brothers, wives, loved ones, family, and friends purchase items from Amazon? Did you know through Amazon Smile, 0.5% of the purchase price will be automatically sent to a charity of your choice? Amazon Smile is a simple way for you to support your favorite charitable organization every time you shop at no cost to you. When you shop at smile.amazon.com, you'll find the exact same low prices, vast selection, and convenient shopping experience as Amazon.com, with the added benefit that Amazon will donate 0.5% of your eligible purchases to the charitable organization of your choice. Account and login details remain the same. As of November 2019, Amazon Smile members had raised $156,109,909.51 in charitable revenues. Although you can choose from over 1 million 501c3 public charitable organizations that are registered and in good standing with the IRS, below are some to consider: Shriners Hospital for Children, Masonic Homes of California, California Masonic Foundation, Scottish Rite Foundation, Southern Jurisdiction, USA, Incorporated. How to set up a charitable donation. 1. Visit smile.amazon.com. 2. Sign in with your Amazon.com credentials. 3. Choose a charitable organization to receive donations or search for the charity of your choice. 4. Select your charity. 5. Start shopping. 6. Add a bookmark for smile.amazon.com to make it even easier to return and start your shopping at Amazon Smile. Remember, you have to be logged on to Amazon Smile when purchasing for the charity to benefit. Unfortunately, the iPhone and iPad app does not support this. Use the browser instead. The Android app does, however. Just view settings and select Smile. What better and easier way to facilitate philanthropic donations than just shopping? Fraser Marshall, Senior Steward. February Stated Meeting Agenda. Please join us on Tuesday, February 4th for our stated meeting, where we will discuss the following: Masonic Education, The Point Within the Circle, presented by Michael Roberts, Past Master. Probable Balloting, Arturo Martinez and Roy Cripps. Crab Feed Review. Honoring Our Past, A New Initiative. February Birthdays. Noah E. Mayer, February 2nd. George R. Peck, February 4th. Russell S. Kennedy, February 5th. John R. Osborne, February 8th. Harvey A. Ewell, February 12th. Fraser A. Marshall, February 13th. Ralph W. Runkle, February 14th. Daniel M. Argetta, February 14th. Lawrence W. Strohmeyer, February 17th. Gary G. Sharland, February 18th. James H. Chamberlain, February 20th. Robert J. Knebel, February 27th. Kevin W. Moore, February 28th. Third Degree Anniversaries. Chandler S. Eason, Jr., 59 years. Brian O. James, 17 years. Michael P. Kenny, 10 years. Terry R. Kilgore, 3 years. Noah E. Mayer, 1 year. Gerald W. Walker, 31 years. Important upcoming dates. February 4th, stated meeting and dinner. Be sure to join us for our monthly stated meeting. Refreshments begin at 5:30 p.m., dinner at 6:30 p.m. Stated meeting begins at 7:30 p.m. February 8th, first degree for Cody Wilbur. Join our excellent degree team as we initiate a new brother into the craft. Your presence will make this a special event for Cody. Start time is 9 a.m. Lunch to follow. RSVP required. February 11th, Lodge of Examination. Join us as the Brethren of Akalani's Fellowship gather to hear degree proficiencies. We have at least two first-degree proficiencies scheduled for the evening. Refreshments at 6 p.m. Proficiencies begin at 7 p.m. This has been the Trestle Board from Akalani's Fellowship Lodge in Lafayette, California. This is Adam Hannon reminding you to always meet on the level and act on the square.